This is a VFNKB success secret. Leaders are readers. Did you know Dolly Parton handed out over 100 million books challenging people to become readers because her father, when she was growing up, wasn't able to read? So she wanted to honor her father and mother by starting this organization. This is what she says. She says, listen, if you can read, then you can dream. And if you dream, you can succeed. And if you succeed, you can have a happy life. Check it out. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV.
Well, listen, it's time for a VFNKB success secret.
Yeah.
This VFNKB success secret is really, it's leaders are readers. And Dolly Parton has done a tremendous work with her organization, Imagination Library. They've delivered over 100 million books, Greg, to children from ages 0 to 5. And it's an amazing thing. In fact, I want you to hear from her as she shares why she started this and the impact that they're wanting to have. Watch this.
What inspired you to even start this?
Well, this actually started many years ago when my dad was still alive. As you know, I'm from a big family, country people, and all the people in that area, usually they don't get to go to school, especially during my dad's time. My dad was from a big old family, and so he didn't get to go to school, so Daddy couldn't read and write. And that always troubled him and bothered him. And so I wanted to do something special for him, so I got the idea to start this program and let my dad help me with it. Mm-hmm. And he got to live long enough to hear the kids call me the book lady, seeing
funny.
It do good. So yesterday when I was at the Library of Congress, I donated the little book, Coat of Many Colors, that's going to be there forever. And that's a story about my mom, a true story from my childhood, the Coat of Many Colors, where she'd made a little coat for me and told me the story about Joseph from the Bible to make me proud of the little ragged coat. So yesterday when we put the book in the Library of Congress and that whole 100 millionth book, I really felt like Mom and Daddy was just up there looking down thinking, you go, you know. And so I felt really proud that I could honor Mama and Daddy with that whole thing yesterday. But the Imagination Library is a wonderful thing.
Donating your book to the Library of Congress.
Well, it felt good because I've been around a long time, and when you're younger and in the business, you never know, you know, how you're going to turn out and what's going to happen in your life and what good you hope you leave behind. But when things like that happen, it makes you feel proud. It makes me feel proud of who I am, where I'm from, and of my people, and the fact that I am in a position to help people, and especially the kids, because I love kids. And if kids can learn to read, like my dad, you know, if he could have read, even if he couldn't afford to go to college or anything, you can find a book on anything you're interested in if you can read. So that's why it's so important to me, because if you can teach children to read, that teaches them to dream. And if you can dream, you can be successful. And if you're successful, then you've got a good life ahead of you.
So hopefully
this will all work.
That is so awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, this technology is happening today. People can actually go a long time without actually having to read something.
Oh, this is true. You have electronic devices that actually read to you.
Yes, and so it's so important. Don't give up reading. I like what she said here. Take a look at this. This is a success secret. If you can read, you can dream. And if you can dream, you can succeed. And if you are successful, you can have a good life ahead of you. You know, what happens when somebody wants to oppress a nation, oppress a people, like slavery, all those different types of things, when they start saying, nah, you don't need to read, just go play a musical instrument.
Right.
You need to learn to read. It was very specific. We had a program called America, How We Got Here and How We Stay Here. And it was based off people's ability to read because the Bible was held back from the people during those days. And some particular people took time to be able to transcribe the Bible, where the common plowman, it was Tyndall and some others.
Wycliffe.
To write it where everybody could read the Bible. Well, that's when everything started switching. America became possible because when they read the Bible, began to read it, they realized that God was the one who actually gives rights, and that He, if we make the Lord our God, then He'll watch over our nation, because it says in Scripture that He'll decide whether a nation will rise up or a nation would fall. Mm. And the people were being persecuted and pushed out by the people who were holding back the Word, but they left with the Word of God. We call them the Pilgrims. But they came over with the Bible, with the Word of God, and discovered, you know, a piece of a property. The only reason they're trying to get there, because the people that were holding back the Word that wouldn't let them read. When they read it, they wanted to keep reading and do what the Word said.
Thank God they were able to read.
Yes.
We owe our nation to the fact that they were able to read and obey what was written.
Right, and it's so important here to learn how to read. You know, Pharaoh taught, his people taught Moses how to read, obviously, because you know, he was brought in as a young infant child into Pharaoh's household. Just learn to read.
And not just read anything. I mean,
yes,
you learn to read things that are going to help you,
encourage
to develop you, you know, and get you the knowledge that you need to be successful in your sphere. I know several folks that read 2 to 3 books, you know, at a time. That may not be you. Maybe you read one book, but start a pattern to start educating yourself and expand your knowledge and your experience.
There's one thing we have for you that really, any topic that you could probably imagine for over the years that we've been here, you can go to VFNKB.com and go to the torch there, the VFN torch, and begin to just read interesting things that you're interested in, whether it's baseball, whether it's education, whether it's government, you know, whatever it is.
In fact, we have over 6,000 individualized segments that you can read and be updated
on. No doubt. And we're coming to an end right here. We just want to encourage you. Thank you, Dolly Parton, for over 100 million
books.
And as a matter of fact, you can go to her website. You can see it on the screen right here. You can sign up for the program if you're 5 or below, and you can
get
children,
it correct.
For children, and they'll send you books. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just pray a blessing over our community right now as they're watching, Lord, that you would comfort them, that you would bring healing in their life, Father God, that you would inspire them, give them the wisdom that they need during this day with all this technology and this globalization, what they're supposed to do, God. And we just declare and we decree by faith, Lord God, that abortion has ended in America, that the revival is here in America, and we decree that the third great awakening is here as we get an agreement in heaven, because you've told us, Lord, to pray your will that's in heaven here on earth. God, we say it is in Jesus' name. God bless. Be sure to subscribe and press alert to get new notifications of new success secrets made available on VFN TV.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.